Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives, and I gave that to them.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
That's how I roll.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Radical people like Sean Penn and Mel Gibson and Colin Farrell and
Pedro Fernandez.
Radical people.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, the defending, the undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than three decades. So straight up today, we're talking an hour of combat sports on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. Straight up, we'll be talking with the godfather of the HBO crew. Take that back, Mr. Hall of Fame, Larry Merchant. Talking boxing, talking history, talking a little bit off subject. We'll talk with Larry Merchant at about 20 minutes past the hour. But we've got open phone lines until then. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm giving away a DVD called I Am Ali. It just got released on Blu-ray and digital HD, but it's looking hot. I haven't got a chance to watch it yet, but the production crew here, including Scott Cuddy and Darren Peck, the network president, said, hey, give this away on air. So I'm giving it away on air. 1-800-878-7529 or email me, ringtalk, R-I-N-G-T-A-L-K, ringtalk@yahoo.com. Hours away from the Manny Pacquiao, Chris Algieri fight. Of course, Algieri coming in from upstate New York, 20-0, 8 knockouts. Not much of a puncher, but you got to figure this fight's going to go some rounds, okay? I mean, it's not going to be a quick fight. No way. I just don't see it. Manny Pacquiao, of course, he's explosive at times, but not much of late. I mean, he hasn't knocked anybody out since when? Well, we'll talk about that after the break. We'll also talk about the fact that in 1986, on this day in 1986, Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in the world, knocking out Trevor Burbick at the Las Vegas Hilton. I'll tell you the story about how I didn't get into the fight, sort of. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio. At the Attitude Dance.
Oh, at the Attitude Dance. Not all waters are created equal, and that's why everyone from athletes and celebrities to weekend warriors are choosing Alchemy. It's the ultimate health and wellness water. Alchemy hydrates you faster, helps balance your body's pH levels, stimulates your metabolic function, and is clinically proven to boost the immune system. Plus, Alchemy's patented water is rich in bioavailable oxygen to improve vitality and performance. Available at select retailers and online through Amazon at alchemywater.com. That's alkamewater.com.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Check it, 12 minutes past the hour. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hey, have you downloaded the iHeartRadio app yet? You haven't? Why not? You can take Ring Talk anywhere you go via your tablet, your smartphone. You can listen to us online. I mean, go to iHeartRadio.com and you can download the app and you can take us anywhere you go. Or you can just listen online. But the bottom line is you can get 3 hours of Ring Talk live worldwide with the iHeartRadio app, both live and delayed. Of course, we've got our own page at iHeartRadio.com. Check it out. Just enter Ring Talk and they'll take you to the page. Speaking of today, Mike Tyson, man, 1986. I can't believe it. I remember this day. Lenny Albert and I were in at the Las Vegas Hilton. We hadn't any tickets. We didn't have tickets. We were going to buy some scalp tickets, and somehow the scalp tickets didn't come around. Either I was too cheap or something happened. Anyway, we got in as the bell rung for the fight, but the bottom line was we got to meet Red Fox, of course, the late comedian, the Saffron Sun star, and he had cocaine all over his nose and all over his shirt. And I took a picture of him and Lenny together. Where the picture went, I just don't know. But on this day, Mike Tyson, in 1986, just 20 years and 4 months old, knocked out Trevor Burbick for a version of the world heavyweight title. The rest was history. Of course, he would lose that title in 1990, the meltdown in Tokyo to Buster Douglas. Man, was that a big surprise. 37-1 underdog. Mike Tyson became heavyweight champion on this day in 1986. Now living in outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, the bottom line is the man born, Michael Gerard Tyson, was one hell of a fighter. He went 50 wins, 6 losses, was stopped 5 times with 44 KOs. Of course, that last fight against Kevin McBride in 2005 in Washington, D.C., it was sad to me because I was watching a legend just you know, being beat up by a guy that couldn't lick his... They couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue, because Kevin McBride just wasn't much. Switching gears, we're talking Macau. Of course, Macau tonight. Manny Pacquiao, Chris Algieri, the unbeaten upstart, coming in with a couple inches in height advantage. This fight was like at 144 pounds. Evidently, the New Yorker missed it by like 2 ounces, came back, and he was 2 ounces fine. The second time on the scale, they both weighed 144, the special catch weight in between welterweight and junior welterweight. Manny Pacquiao is favored in this fight. He's favored about 2.5 to 3 to 1, and I could see that. I mean, Algieri really hasn't stepped up and fought that level of world-class competition, beating guys like Emmanuel Taylor. I just don't know, you know. And Ruslan Provodnikov, he's a face fighter anyway. Never thought much of the guy. I don't know how he ever creeped onto people's top 10 pound for pound list because, you know, he's a face fighter. He fights with his face. So Provodnikov, remove him from the picture. Algieri, the WBO 140-pound title holder, going to challenge the WBO 147-pound title holder, of course, that being Manny Pacquiao. Manny Pacquiao, of course, having lost in that dramatic fashion to Juan Manuel Marquez a few fights ago. People thought he was finished. He came back. He beat Brandon Rios. He was supposed to do that. He beat Tim Bradley. He wasn't really supposed to do that in the manner in which he did. So I guess he's back to an extent. But he's old. He's real old, Manny Pacquiao. He just is. I mean, you look at him and you see his face. His face doesn't look young anymore. This is not the guy that I met 13 years ago. And granted, 13 years, you know, you put miles as a boxer. You put on miles from the gym, miles from the fights, miles from possible use of vitamins, you know, and Father Time itself. I mean, they all catch up. And have they caught up to Manny Pacquiao, and will they catch up to him in this match with Chris Algieri? Because Algieri brings to the dance not the greatest footwork in the world, but he's a tough scrapper. He's going to give it a shot. He's going to stand there at times. He's going to bang with Manny Pacquiao, which is, you know, to probably his disadvantage, but he's got to do so in order to get some respect. If he doesn't get some respect, Manny Pacquiao is going to step on his foot and run all over him. That's just the way it's going to go down. Manny Pacquiao being the left-hander, leading with that right foot, it's natural that their feet step on each other. That's just the way it is when right-handers and left-handers fight each other. But when you got straight-up guys going like righty to righty and lefty to lefty, it doesn't happen that way. But you've got right-handers facing southpaws. Feet are going to get stepped on. Sometimes they're it's meant to be. I've stepped on guys' feet before in order to keep them in one position because they were running. Okay, and who wants to see a guy run? Hey, slow down here. This is a 20-foot ring. You got to stop and fight me. Step on his foot a little bit, discombobulate him, hit him in the arm a few times, and you will mess up his rhythm pattern. But Manny Pacquiao tonight, figuring to use his speed, the counter-punching, he's got to get in, you know, close. The guy's bigger than him, like a couple inches, 3 inches taller as far as height is concerned, actually 3.5 inches taller as far as the official BoxRec.com tail of the tape is concerned. Okay, and of course, Pacquiao coming in at will be 36 years old in about 2-3 weeks. So, you know, Algieri's only 30. A lot of things going against Manny Pacquiao here, especially the fact that, you know, old guys don't like to fight young, hungry guys. They just don't. Young, hungry guys, even if you beat them, you're going to look bad maybe. So Manny Pacquiao's got a lot to lose here and very little to gain except for the fact that it'll be another win in his notch. He can continue the bandwagon, per se, to the propaganda being put forth by both himself and Floyd Mayweather regarding the two fighting each other. I really don't want to see it anymore. I mean, the fight has lost its luster. Oh, boy. Yeah, people will get excited. Maybe the squares will get excited. But the people that are on the real fans, you know, the hardcore fans, we really don't care anymore. We really don't. I mean, it's come. It's come and it's gone. Its day has come and it's gone. Manny Pacquiao, Floyd Mayweather, not the fight it was three and a half, four years ago before Manny Pacquiao got flattened. Of course, Floyd Mayweather putting forth these pedestrian performances on Showtime pay-per-view, I think ripping Showtime off. I could have knocked him out, but I didn't try. I ran around. Remember that 12th round against Medina the last time in that rematch? That was sad. That was really, really sad. I mean, the nerve, the audacity, the chutzpah put forth by Floyd Mayweather, conning you fans time and time again to buy his pay-per-views, just blows me away. I can't understand what he's got going. Is he hypnotizing you guys with maybe some subliminal lines, or maybe there's some, is he calling you up and like playing different noise on the phone and hypnotizing you, getting into a trance, a Floyd Mayweather trance? Because you've got to be into some kind of trance or on Floyd Mayweather drugs. Because what's he done? Big deal. 46-0, 48-0, 44. Who cares? Who really cares? Nobody cares anymore. Nobody cares about Floyd Mayweather. People say they do. The media makes like they do. Okay? Actually, we care more about what he does outside the ring than he does in the ring. Because a lot of the times the real headlines with Floyd Mayweather have been outside the ring, of course, whooping on his wife. And speaking of his wife and his girlfriend and things like that, having went to jail for domestic violence. And then his kid. His 14-year-old kid just ripped him a new one on YouTube or some social media thing this week, saying, "Dad, you're a coward. You beat up on my mom. You won't cop to it," this and that. So, you know, every time you hear Floyd Mayweather's name, it's usually not associated with something good, not even a good fight. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we'll be talking UFC in about 20 minutes on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Straight up, we're talking boxing here. And, of course, tonight, Mike Tyson, not going to be ringside, but he'll be watching. This is a special day in his life, of course, winning the heavyweight championship in 1986. But then we've got Chris Algieri challenging the upstart, challenging, of course, Manny Pacquiao tonight for the WBO 147-pound title. HBO pay-per-view. We'll talk about Zhu Xueming. And maybe, take it back. There's nothing really to talk about. He's a Chinese undefeated guy. He's got like one knockout and like six wins, Olympic gold medalist. One of the gold medals I thought was a gift. And, you know, he really can't fight all that much. So he's getting a lot of airplay over there as far as the pay-per-view is concerned in Asia. He's going to become the most popular fighter in Asia and eclipse the popularity of Manny Pacquiao because he's got the Chinese people behind him. But big deal, man. He can't fight. He just can't fight. I mean, you can top rank and do all they want. Bruce Chamberlain and those guys, the geniuses they are, they can put them in front of guys that he can beat. and probably not knock out, put him in front of guys that he could beat, but so what? Who cares? Two-time Olympic gold medals? It's not like Guillermo Rigano where he could actually fight a little bit. Oh, some people don't like Rigano, all right? Mainly Larry Merchant. Larry's got a problem with Guillermo Rigano. Speaking of Larry Merchant, he's up next on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio.
And all of this may be charms, but I know I'll never get to love life unless I'm wrapped up in your arms. Gonna take me with you. Please take me with you. Yes. How I'd love to walk down that golden street, hand in hand with you where all the lovers meet. Whoa, I'd love to go to Loveland with you. Pretty baby, cause my love is too.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
The most prolific announcer in boxing for the past quarter century, no question about it, as the dean of the HBO crew. I'm talking about Mr. Larry Merchant. Now, Larry, how's life treating you?
Pedro, life is good.
Okay, let's talk about early Larry Merchant. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in New York City, various boroughs, went to high school in Brooklyn, where I played football and later was a backfield coach for several seasons, and went from there to the University of Oklahoma.
Now, you played football at the University of Oklahoma as a linebacker. Larry,
I was what they would call today a cornerback. In my day, I was just a defensive halfback.
Okay. All right. I was about to say linebacker because you and I are about the same size. I remember the one time I tried to get involved in organized football, some guy planted me in the ground and broke my clavicle bone. So that's sort of the end of my football.
And we're related in that way because my career ended with completely separated shoulder, which is the clavicle from the shoulder bone.
Well, I faked these guys out in practice about three or four different times, and I was making them look bad, and they just said they weren't going for the fake, they were going for the body, and bob, boom, it was like lights out.
Well, I loved football. It was a big part of my life at one time.
Do you think it prepared you for other things in life, the discipline involved in organized athletics?
I don't know. What did help was helpful to me, I think, was that I had a really great high school football coach. We were undefeated. He is going to be 100 in 2 months, named Harry Ostro. He had a profound impact on me personally. And then I was a last-string halfback under Bud Wilkinson, who was an extraordinary presence both personally and in football in general at Oklahoma.
Why do you think that our teachers growing up, like Jane Withers in the sixth grade, told me to always be a credit to my parents, to my mother especially, and then Mr. Pellegrino, he was my journalism teacher, and I had to write about... I had to either bury the story about the school principal being busted for his third DUI, or I had to write it. And he said it was up to me. But basically, those are the two people I look back in life, and I say, you know, they had a profound impact on that. Teachers have a great, great role in this society, and how come they're so underpaid?
Well, listen, physiology shows that our brains are not fully formed until we're into our early to mid-20s. And... Our wiring is still open to experience, and these are often more educated and wiser people than our parents who were also struggling to make it, and they put you into an environment where you're open to new things even if you don't know it.
Larry Merchant's our guest. Larry, tell me about your time in Philadelphia. How did you end up with the Inquirer? You were the sports editor?
I was with the Philadelphia Daily News.
Daily News, I'm sorry.
The Associated Press in New York, and I wound up at the Philadelphia Daily News as a photo editor.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, okay, I'll just wind up going to Life magazine, and I was interested in other things besides sports before I settled on that. And then one day, Pedro, I heard about a former fighter in Philadelphia, a lightweight champion, Bob Montgomery, terrific fighter in his day, and that he was managing an all-night movie not far away from where my offices were. And I went over and I interviewed him. And he was a sweet man who had an outstanding career. And I wrote a story about it. And that story led to my being named sports editor of the Philadelphia Daily News when I was 26.
Okay. Philadelphia, back in the day, is it different from Philly today? I mean, Philly's always had that attitude. I mean, the rough gyms. North Philly was always rough as far as the streets were concerned.
It was a great incubator of fighters. Someone just sent me a book about Philadelphia fighting and how professional fighting originated in America, in Philadelphia, according to some people. I mean, there were many, many gyms in Philadelphia at one time, and Sugar Ray Robinson would go to Philadelphia to find sparring. And even when I got there, which was in the mid-50s, Pedro, mid-50s, the old-timers would tell me about the days when there would be a club fight in Philadelphia 6 nights a week.
Yeah, that's when some of the old-timers used to tell me about fights in San Francisco here that happened 4 or 5 nights a week.
From that quantity came quality.
Yeah.
And you know, and to this day, when you say Philadelphia fighter, you pay respect. And, of course, Bernard Hopkins was the last Philadelphia fighter of renown. And we got Danny Garcia. And there are some young guys coming up. So even though the boxing infrastructure of gyms and trainers is nowhere near what it used to be, there's still a kind of muscle memory there. And some kids are going to get steered into the into a boxing gym and find a way of spending their time that can be constructive.
Larry Merchant's our guest, folks. Of course, the Hall of Famer. Larry, greatest sports moment you've ever witnessed, been involved with?
Well, I would say it was Ali Frazier won.
The fight.
The fight. Madison Square Garden, 1971. Because Ali had been embargoed for basically for political beliefs from boxing for 3+ years and had fought a couple of times, and the fight was while he was away. Joe Frazier came along after winning an Olympic gold medal, and Frazier was, if not a beloved figure, a highly respected figure and a very, you know, dynamic, exciting champion. And now Ali was making a comeback. And because of all of the political turmoil of that day with various social justice issues and women's issues and the outrage at the war in Vietnam, and so the fight became an international event with political and social undertones and overtones. It was, I mean, Frank Sinatra was at ringside shooting the fight for Life magazine. Can you imagine?
I remember that, Larry, and I remember that night sitting by the radio listening to round after round after round.
So,
man.
It was an amazing event. I've been to many, you know, huge events in and out of boxing, Olympics, World Series, Super Bowls, you know, Masters, Wimbledons, all of that kind of stuff. I covered everything. While I was in Philadelphia, and then when I went to New York from there, where I wrote a column for 10 years for the Post before I started to move into television and other mediums.
Freeze that thought right there. We're talking with Larry Merchant, folks, the great Hall of Famer.
But like I said, he brings excellent condition and he's determined.
Why didn't you go after him to try to knock him out when you knocked him down early in the third round?
I said, why get callous if I've been training for 2 months?
Here's the knockdown. Describe it to us as you see it.
Well, like I told Jimmy, the 1-2 with you, I'm gonna get him all the time. But I wasn't going to get overexcited and play myself cheap. I said, I'll knock him out early if it happens. If not, if it's necessary, I'll go 12 rounds, and I did.
Did you go to school, so to speak, on what happened to Rosario when he knocked him down and then got knocked out himself?
No, because I knocked down a lot of fighters that still took my time. I'm just getting seasoned through every fight, and I'm pound for pound best I'm the best fighter, pound for pound, in the world. Bring him on. Bring him on. Mancini, I don't respect your opinion. Come on, baby. That's gonna knock you out.
Well, who has some
and for now, Willica, you could get some, baby. You could get some, too. Brian Boo, Jimmy Paul, Tommy Holmes, all your come on with it, baby. Yeah, buddy. Let's hear from you, Larry.
What about Aaron Pryor?
Aaron Pryor, come on with it, baby. I got faith in you. You bounce back. I know you. Come on, baby. Come on with it. It's macho time.
Get the man.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying exclusive items from hundreds of teams and athletes, including Derek Jeter, Eli Manning, Hendrik Lundqvist, and Carmelo Anthony. Bring home a hero for the holidays with a gift that will last a lifetime. Visit SteinerSports.com for Black Friday deals starting at just $19.99. Like Steiner Sports on Facebook and follow Steiner Sports on Twitter for exclusive offers. Happy holidays from Steiner Sports.
Hi folks, Fred Dreyer here for Regenix. Do you have hair and scalp issues? Is your hair thinning? Is it fragile? Is it breaking off? Is it falling out? Do you have more skin on the top of your head than you'd like? Well, if you do, there's only one place for you, and that's Regenix. Why, you ask? Because they take the time to analyze and explain to you what is happening and why. This September will be the beginning of my 8th year as a Regenix customer. I could not be more satisfied. So go to the phone and punch in 1-800-REGENIX. That's 1-800-REGENIX, or go to Regenix.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get a fence. Entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else. I'm just normal. Spend time with my children.
I don't want to predict this fight, but, you know, I'm going to promise that I can give a good fight, you know, to make people happy, and I just do my best.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
His footwork's lousy. He can't counter punch. His timing stinks, and he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
He has a nice smile.
Woo!
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking through the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. A little note here, that Larry Murch interview, part two, will be tonight, 10 p.m. Pacific time on the Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. We talk general sports with Larry. I mean, you know, he talks about Babe Ruth and Willie Mays. He saw all these guys. He saw the Babe Ruth going away, Luke Gehrig, all that kind of good stuff. Lots of history to talk about with Larry Murch tonight on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Let me get the boxing out of the way one more time just to make sure we get this big, big schedule today. Of course, we've got fights at noon Pacific time, and that's coming to you from the United Kingdom. Tony Bilyeu and Nathan Cleverley fighting at 200 pounds. Both these guys can fight a little bit. Bilyeu's probably favored a little because Cleverley's moving up from 175, and that's a big jump from 175. The former WBO 175-pound champion, light heavyweight, having given up that title to the great Sergey Kovalev, of course, who was so dominant a fortnight ago against Bernard Hopkins. Anyway, Cleverley and Bilyeu in the main event, that's on AWE. You could probably go to one of the British websites and pick that up. There's some other fights on the card. Scott Quigg and Hidenori Otaki, they're fighting for the WBA Super Bantamweight title, 122-pound title. There's another WBA Bantamweight bill on the match on the card. Jamie McDonald and Walter Albert Ramos. That is coming to you from the UK at noon Pacific time. Of course, tonight, HBO Championship Boxing, 9 p.m. Eastern time, 6 o'clock in the West, live from Macau, Manny Pacquiao, of course, the champion at 112, 122, 126, 130, 135, 140, 147, even held a version of 154-pound title. He's taking on the unbeaten upstart from upstate New York. I'm talking about Chris Augury, 20-0, 8 knockouts, not much of a puncher there. You got to figure Manny's favorite, but anything can happen because Manny Pacquiao is 35, make it 36, make it 46, make it 56 years old. You know what I'm trying to say? He's old. Also on the same card, and I knew this guy's name was going to be a pain in the butt. That's why I tried to duck it once before. But not Vasyl Lomachenko. Of course, he's the once-beaten WBA 126-pound champion, two-time Olympic champion, I believe, two-time amateur world champion as well. He's taking a guy by the name of, get this, Chontaran Pyropinu. Yeah, that's about as close as you're going to get for the WBO featherweight title. And Jesse Vargas is on the bill as well, taking on Antonio DeMarco. DeMarco can fight. Vargas can fight as well. They're trying to make Vargas into a super attraction in the Mexican-American community as far as fan base is concerned. Of course, he's defending the WBA super lightweight 140-pound title. And tonight, we go to MMA. I'm talking about Fox Sports 1. Yeah, getting it on, folks. UFC Fight Night. Frankie Edgar and Cub Swanson. Going to get it on, of course. Frank Edgar, a mean dude, former lightweight champion, 155 pounds of the UFC. Now fighting at 145 at featherweight. And that's going to be the main event, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. So if you don't want to buy the Manny Pacquiao card, you can watch the UFC over there on Fox Sports 1 straight up. Good night for fights, whether you like boxing or mixed martial arts. Speaking of mixed martial arts, let's go to the last UFC pay-per-view event. Wow, the UFC Interim Heavyweight Championship on the line. And it was settled. It was ended with, get this, a flying knee. A flying knee followed by, imagine that, a guy with a heavyweight, can fly around with a spinning, ba-boom, knocked out Mark Hunt. Put Mark Hunt on the Query Street and then knocked him out with some punches. You know, it was TKO. They stopped at 257 in round number two. Fabrice Werdum, call him what you want. Some people pronounce it with a W. Some use a V. But he is the interim UFC heavyweight champion. That means 205 pounds, anything above 205 pounds to 265 pounds. Of course, he holds that title until he meets the reigning, defending, really undisputed world heavyweight champion of MMA. I'm talking about UFC heavyweight title, or Cain Velasquez, the Mexican-American out of Silicon Valley. He's the real deal. And I think Fabricio, enjoy holding the title. I mean, I think it's sort of cool that somebody from Brazil does hold the heavyweight title or a portion of it just for a minute, because it ain't going to happen. It's not going to be a long title reign, just put it to you like that. Although he's got this flying knee, and the flying knee's for real, and he's got some moves that he hasn't, you know, really come out with before. He's doing okay, but he's not going to be Cain Velasquez. Kelvin Gastelum was the winner over Jake Ellenberger. That was a submission with a rear naked choke. That was 1 minute, take that back, round number one, 448 into it. Ricardo Llamas was the winner. He beat Dennis Bermudez. That was a submission guillotine choke, 318 into round number one. You know, there was Jessica, this was ugly. This was ugly. There was a woman's bantamweight card, a bantamweight bout on the card. Jessica I beat up on Leslie Smith. And Leslie Smith, part of her ear got ripped off. I kid you not. It was like, you know, remember when Mike Tyson bit a hold of Evander Holyfield's ear and sort of spit it out? This was sort of reminiscent of that. So if you get a chance, you can go to YouTube or I guess or anywhere they're going to show this eventually, UFC 180. It was on Fox Sports 1, this part of the card, but man, it was a prelim. And Leslie Smith, if Leslie doesn't hear from you, understand why. She's got less than two ears. Gabriel Benitez was the winner on the card. He beat Humberto Brown. That was a technical submission. A standing guillotine choke. Don't see that too often, but that was a pretty good-looking move there. Of course, that was all Fox Sports 1. And the prelim card that was on USC Fight Pass, a couple of bantamweight bouts. Harry Brunones beat Guido Canetti. That was a submission with a rear naked choke. That was in the round number 2, a minute and 44 seconds. And Marcos Beltran was the winner over Marlon Vera. That was another bantamweight, of course, 135 pounds. I all want to hook up with the world bantamweight champion, TJ Dillashaw, of course, out of Sacramento, California, Mr. Team Alpha Male. And I wanted to see him fight his teammate. I know that's terrible. It's sort of like I want to see Vladimir Klitschko fight his brother, Vitaly Klitschko. That's why I've said, you know, Vitaly's cheating with Vladimir's wife, Vladimir's cheating with Vitaly's wife, trying to start all the trouble I could, because if these two guys are the best heavyweights in the world and they're brothers, they're never going to fight. So we'll never know really who is the best heavyweight in the world as far as boxing is concerned. As far as MMA is concerned, you've got Cain Velasquez. As far as bantamweights are concerned, we've got, the upstart from Sacramento, California. People didn't give him a chance. He went in there. He beat the snot out of Jose Aldo. Beat him. I'm going to take that back. Renan Barreiro just beat the snot out of him. He did. I mean, it was up and down. The fight was never in question. After it started, TJ Dillashaw was in control. Of course, the rematch never happened. When Barreiro didn't make the weight, he had some issues. But that'll be a fight they're probably going to try to schedule for the future. They want to get Barreiro one more time, one more chance at the 135-pound title, because he will not fight the aforementioned Jose Aldo, the 145-pound champion, because they're both like teammates. More of this team stuff. I don't know. If you're rated and you're a fighter, man, if it comes up, you got to fight your best friend. Guess what? I guess you sort of got to fight your best friend. Although Daniel Cormier, the reason why he dropped to light heavyweight and will take on John Jones January 3rd, of course, at a UFC event in Las Vegas, pay-per-view, is that he won't fight Cain Velasquez. Him and Cain are the best of friends, and in fact, he's Cain Velasquez's wrestling coach, paid wrestling coach. So Daniel Cormier, an Olympian, former amateur champion, he's got that solid amateur base, of course, taking on John Jones, the lanky, light heavyweight champion, 6'4", longest arm span, reach like in sports. Right now, I mean, he's like, wow, it's amazing for a guy 6'4". And he's taking on the formidable Daniel Cormier. He's never been off his feet, never been taken down, never lost a round, never lost a minute. He's beaten guys like Frank Mir, Josh Barnett. But, you know, stepping up, beating John Jones, that's a bit of a jump, even from those guys. But I think Cormier's got it. Why? That solid wrestling base. That's where it's all about, that solid wrestling base. Now, of course, tonight, the Frankie Edgar Cub Swanson card, that's coming to you from Austin, Texas. That's Fox Sports 1, 10 p.m. in East, 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast. And Johnny Hendricks going to defend that welterweight championship, 170 pounds, of course, the one he took from GSP. Somewhat controversially, I thought he won the first GSP fight, but I didn't think he won the second GSP fight. But they gave it to him anyway. Johnny Hendricks, the USC welterweight title, of course, going to defend that championship. And, you know, I think it's basically, everybody's waiting for GSP to come back. Can he make 170? Because, you know, the jump to 185 is just too far. It's just way too far. That's why these guys, you don't see them moving up. You see them moving down, but you don't see them moving up in the UFC. It just don't happen. But UFC 181, of course, going down, that's going to be a pretty good event. December the 8th, 2014, it'll be the Mandalay Event Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. It holds about 12,500 people for MMA and boxing. Johnny Hendricks defending against Robbie Lawler. Lawler's on a bit of a win streak. He's looking real good. On the same card, get this. This is going to rumble, folks. This is going to be a rumble. Anthony Pettis, that's right, the lightweight champion in the world. Wow, he's the real deal, folks. He beat up on, took Benson Henderson apart. Took him apart. Not once, but twice. taking on El Nino, the man from San Francisco, California. Gilbert Melendez, the former Strike Force champion, the man who lost a very controversial decision to the aforementioned Benson Henderson about a year and a half ago. But straight up, Gilbert Melendez may be the best lightweight in the world, maybe better than Anthony Pettis, but these are the two best going at it at 155 that there is in the world, folks. That's what's sort of good about the UFC is that they pit the best against the best a lot of the time, 90% of the time. That's what you get when you get these big fights, and that's what you get with the UFC, UFC 181, Anthony Pettis and Gilbert Melendez. On the same card, the comebacking Travis Brown trying to get his act back together. Of course, the man with the massive elbows. What's he stand, about 6'7", 6'8"? Came up short a fight back, but he's taking on Brendan Schaub. Schaub trying to get his act together. He's on a two-fight winning streak now with the UFC after being drubbed in a few straight fights. But, you know, this is contract time for both these guys. I think Travis Brown maybe will get another shot. But Brendan doesn't win here. I think he's sort of done with the UFC. Another heavyweight fight on the card. Todd Duffy going to take on Anthony Hamilton. Lightweights, we go Tony Ferguson and Abel Trujillo. Of course, the prelim card is going to be on Fox Sports 1. And then the prelim before that's on Fight Pass. So if you're really a freak and you want to go to the UFC and watch all the fights, I guess you got to get this UFC Fight Pass or figure out a way to watch it on the internet somewhere. But UFC Fight Pass, something like $10 a month. They let you watch their prelims. They let you watch the post-fight press conferences, the weigh-ins, that kind of good stuff. So if you're really a freak and you're really into MMA and you're really into the UFC, I guess that's the way you got to go, UFC Fight Pass. Speaking of UFC, MMA, the king of MMA, I'm talking about the most prolific writer in the history of mixed martial arts, Mr. Dave Meltzer will be here tomorrow. WrestlingObserver.com, Wrestling Observer Newsletter, Wrestling Observer Radio Show, the founder of that show, of course. It airs from 3 to 5 p.m. Pacific time on Sundays, but we are going to have Dave Meltzer in studio 11 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow. There's going to be 2 hours of Ring Talk Live Worldwide Sunday on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, the iHeartRadio Network, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio as well. Hour number two. At 12 o'clock, it'll be the MMA. Our first hour is all boxing. We'll talk nothing about boxing. We'll talk about, of course, the Manny Pacquiao fight. And it'll be toast. It'll be history. We'll talk about the UFC, of course, and the fact that we'll have, man, Mr. Any questions you got, Dave Meltzer can answer. I've never stumped him. I think one time I sort of had him, like, you know, scratching his head. And by the end of the conversation, he had the answer. He's a genius. He's amazing. Speaking of amazing and a genius, Ronda Rousey. Calling for Chris Cyborg Santos, Christine, call her whatever you want. But any athletes that are caught cheating with performance-enhancing drugs, as far as combat sports are concerned, should be booked for assault with a deadly weapon or attempted murder. I agree 200%. Bob Spagnuolo, the boxing manager out of Houston, Texas, we've had him on the show in the past, manager of Austin Trout, he said the same thing. He said, you've got these guys that are monsters to begin with, and you've got them steroids. I mean, that's just not fair. It's not fair to the guy that's not on steroids. It's just not fair, period. I mean, why would you need to charge up a fighter? If a fighter doesn't have enough testosterone to fight, guess what? He shouldn't be fighting. You shouldn't have to boost it up. Thank God that Nevada stepped in and made it illegal. Of course, Dana White talking about that in detail, saying how it's just cheating and how at one point in time, you know, a guy does lose those T levels. But guess what? You can't artificially enhance them not and do combat sports. I mean, Ronda Rousey doesn't take testosterone treatments, although she says she has sex before a fight, and that sort of gives her a testosterone rush. Do you believe that? That's what she says, the Rowdy one. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My buddy Lenny Williams on the show tomorrow as well, talking boxing, 11 a.m. Pacific time. This is Lenny doing his thing with Tower of Power back in the day. Only so much oil in the ground. Wow. We can't get you.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time, call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
866-490-3992. We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I guess Free TV made a statement last week. What do I mean by that? Spike TV did like 2 million people at the peak, 1.8 million viewers for Tito Ortiz and Stephen Bonner. Whoa. I mean, of course, UFC, once the UFC interim heavyweight championship was on the line, Verdum and Hunt down there in Mexico, I mean, that's what it went up to against on pay-per-view. Obviously, Spike won this one. Okay, Bellator won this one. I mean, because I figure that maybe the pay-per-view card is probably going to do about 300,000 homes max. I just don't see it doing that well because, you know, Velasquez wasn't on the card, and that's who people want to pay to see. The man, the world heavyweight champion, Cain Velasquez. But outside of that, the card wasn't the most exciting card in the world. Straight up, November 22nd, though, boxing on television, noon Pacific time, of course. That's some good fights there from the UK. Nathan Clever, then Tony Bilyeu, and, of course, Manny Pacquiao doing this thing with Chris Algieri at HBO pay-per-view live from Macau, China. I've got some Macau stories to tell. I'll tell them tomorrow during the boxing hour. In fact, I did the first boxing card ever in the People's Republic of China in 1993, the Brawl at the Wall in Beijing, China. Then I came back in 1994. I did a card in Macau. It ended in a riot, and I will explain the story of the riot. Jeffrey John Shirley, Marty Denken, we had a blast. It was a crazy, crazy experience. Lots of stories to tell about Macau, but I will wait until the Manny Pacquiao, Chris Algieri fight is over. And, of course, tonight, UFC fight, 9, 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock Pacific time. Cub Swanson, Frankie Edgar hooking it up at featherweight, 145 pounds. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, you can download the iHeartRadio app at irradio.com. You take Ring Talk anywhere you go 24-7. We've got 3 hours of live program each and every week. And iHeart carries the show both live and delayed. So we've got both live and delayed. There's archives at iHeartRadio.com. Just look for Ring Talk. Until next time, keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. But most importantly, don't forget, Sports Overnight America, weekend edition, 10 p.m. Pacific time, Saturday nights.